So still, we need to give the computer basic knowledges. Like, for example, we can train computer by let computer to understand a Wikipedia article first. And then once we get those models, computer can continue to learn, or we call it adapt those models to different, like different language, different culture, different domains.
Welcome to Blind Date with Knowledge. This is a weekly half-hour talk show featuring Queen's University researchers and scholars. The show is a platform for Queen's researchers to discuss the significance to and benefits of their research on everyday lives. I'm Barry Kaplan, the show's host. In this episode, my guest is Shodan Zhu. Dr. Zhu is an assistant professor in the Ingenuity Labs and Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at Queen's, where he leads the Text Analytics and Machine Learning Lab, which is abbreviated as TAML. He's also an affiliated expert with the Queen's Conflict Analytics Lab, is an associate editor of the journal Computational Intelligence, and is the program co-chair of the 33rd Canadian Conference on Artificial Intelligence. Dr. Zhu's research includes machine learning, natural language processing, deep learning, artificial intelligence. Prior to joining Queen's in 2017, Dr. Zhu was a research officer at the National Research Council of Canada. Hello, Shodan.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for being on Blind Date with Knowledge.
Thank you so much.
As we mentioned in the introduction, your research interests fall into four areas. We mentioned natural language processing, machine learning, deep learning, artificial intelligence. I'm a layperson. What's the difference between those things and how do they interconnect?
Sure. Natural language processing, or people know as NLP, is a subfield of artificial intelligence. Basically, our task is try to enable or teach computer to better understand human languages. So you can imagine if it sounds probably a little bit crazy, like a computer can understand language. But you can imagine if computer can really understand language, even right now, probably in the future. So it can help us do many things. For example, computer can try to learn the knowledge we store in library by reading the books over there. Computers can probably also read the most advanced recent research paper on medicine or medical domain to help us to try to provide a better medical services. Or probably can read the medical reports from doctors to help process those informations better. So there's many wonderful dream in my mind to try to enable computer to better understand the language. Again, so it's just subfield of artificial intelligence, and it's also a frontier of artificial intelligence, because you can imagine to computer understand human language is such a hard problem, because every day, even we do not realize, whenever every day we use English, use other languages, French, Chinese, other languages. So we're using language to describe things, and those things have a lot of semantics or meanings, and also reasoning. We are doing a lot of reasoning every day when we use languages. So it's really a very hard problem, to teach computer to really understand the meanings, the logics underlying the language itself.
And in your training and what you bring to the research that you do, you're identified as a computer scientist. Do you also have background in linguistics and how humans developed and use speech, or do you have to rely on professionals in that area?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So my background is in computer science. And actually, natural language processing is a subfield in artificial intelligence, also in computer science. But I do learn some linguistics. But my job is the main job is to develop algorithms, which is going to enable computer to learn by itself about those meanings and reasoning I just mentioned earlier.
Right. Now, we've talked a little bit about natural language processing, and we've talked about artificial intelligence and machine learning. I don't think we've really touched on deep learning. What is deep learning, and How does it connect to these other three areas?
Yeah, that's another great question. So deep learning is a type of machine learning which recently got very popular in terms like it solves many problems much better than more conventional machine learning algorithm. So again, so machine learning is trying to teach computer to learn by itself. And deep learning is a type of machine learning which proved to be very, very powerful recently. And we are applying machine learning and deep learning to try to teach computer to not learn other things, but also learning language. So as I said, it's a two-way street. On one hand, we apply deep learning, machine learning to teach computer, to enable computer to learn, understand language, or sometimes even generate the text. And on the other hand, it's a two-way street. So language understanding also present many, many great challenges for machine learning and deep learning itself. So if the algorithms, deep learning, and the machine learning want to understand language, they have pushed forward the frontier of machine learning and deep learning also.
So with deep learning, you're still developing algorithms, correct?
Right.
Are they different kinds of algorithms, or are you putting the algorithms together in a different way? Or I'm still not getting how it's, I understand the sort of the context of it, but I'm not understanding yet what you actually do when you do this process of deep learning.
So deep learning has another name. It's called deep neural networks.
Okay.
So this type of deep learning, machine learning algorithm actually is motivated by the biological neuron in human beings. So basically, an artificial neuron, it's mimic the real neuron. In a way, like we have single neuron, we put all the neuron together, we get a network of neurons. So if you consider that every neuron can make some simple decision to decide to pass the information to another neuron or not, if you have a network neuron, like millions of even billions of neurons together, they can help make a very smart decision.
Tell me if I've understood this correctly. To me, I think one way of analyzing language would be to look for patterns and relationships between different parts of text. What you're describing here sounds more biological. It's sort of like creating a model of the brain and then seeing what it generates. Is that kind of close to what's going on here when we talk about deep learning versus some of the other approaches?
Yeah, it's definitely so. Some of the tasks in understanding language is learning the patterns. But sometimes a pattern can become very, very complicated. So for example, if I say something between lines, and there's some meanings can be very tricky or very it's very hard to understand. So the patterns can be, when the pattern becomes more complex, and sometimes for some task like a sentiment analysis, or in which you want to decide the sentiment, like it's positive or negative, what's the emotion in the
The tone of voice and how fast or slow you say something.
Exactly. Yeah. And even like an even harder problem, like a sarcasm, right? So those kind of problems, it's an even very hard type of pattern. So some of problems don't have clear pattern. So neural network is going to help to capture or to understand those very very complicated, you can think about super complicated patterns, and by giving some probabilities to or some confidence to see whether the understanding is right or not.
Wow, interesting stuff. I want to turn our conversation to the law aspect. I know that we've talked about your involvement in the conflict analytics lab at the Faculty of Law here at Queen's. Can you tell our listeners how law and artificial intelligence connect in your area of research?
Yeah. So it's my great pleasure to actually meet Professor Samuel Dahan, who is a professor from the law school. So when we talk together, so we meet together, we start to discuss some common interest. I view this as a two-way street. So on the one hand, so the technology we used here, for example, if a computer can really understand the text, the computer probably can also understand the legal text and then help the lawyer or some other persons to make decision. So this is one way we try to apply our technology to the legal domain. On the other hand, the legal domain also presents some challenge, a lot of challenge for natural language understanding, because you can imagine when the lawyer makes decision, if a trademark have infringement or not. So there's a lot of reasoning at the back. There's a lot of domain knowledge. We call it domain knowledge, which is legal knowledge over there. So it's very hard to compute for computer to handle this. So that's also means that on the other ways, not only we are trying to apply our technology to the legal domain, but also the legal domain also present many challenges for developing algorithms to do reasoning or to understand the meaning.
And I would think with law, you have sort of a difference between English Canada and French Canada with their law systems. Is that a factor in how a computer would analyze the text? Like, do you have to write different algorithms for different countries or different cultural context, or is law everywhere?
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically, the final aims to develop a machine algorithm is try to enable the computer to learn by itself. So still, we need to give the computer basic knowledges. Like, for example, we can train computer by let computer to understand a Wikipedia article first. And then once we get those models, computer can continue to learn, or we call it adapt to those models to different language, different culture, different domains. But again, so I don't want to make an incorrect voice over here, like all the problems are solved. No, not yet. So this is still a challenge, so how to adapt computers, enable computers to handle the problem in different contexts, including culture, including different languages. There's many, many challenging problems over there.
Blind Date with Knowledge is broadcast on CFRC Radio, 101.9 FM, Campus and Community, Queens Radio, and Kingston. All episodes of Blind Date with Knowledge are available on the CFRC website or the Queen's University research website at queensu.ca/research. I close out each episode of Blind Date with Knowledge by asking my guests to share something personal related to their research or their motivation associated with their research. So, Shodan, the microphone is back to you.
Thank you very much. So when I was an undergraduate student in computer science, so one professor actually tell us in the future probably we have network, we have a wireless network, we have different type network nowadays, or even back 20 years we have internet that time. So one important problem is what content is transferred in those network. To understand those contents is very important in the future. So that's my professor back 20 years told me to analyze the content transmit in those network can be very important. And language, at that time I regard language as one of those data, which very important data. So I was motivated by that, and I also hope my interview today motivate some of you to push forward to enable computer to better understand our human beings, including our languages.
That's fascinating. I think for me, listening to what you just said, there were two important aspects. One is that you have a sort of an intrinsic interest in analysis and in computational science. The other thing that I thought was really interesting is the connection to people in the field, the sort of the mentoring aspect, or the that human reaching out and helping aspect that opened the door maybe intellectually for you to proceed with your own career development.
Yeah, that's right.
That's wonderful. My guest in this episode of Blind Date with Knowledge has been Zhoujian Su, assistant professor of the Ingenuity Labs and Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at Queen's. If you have a question about anything related to research that you'd like discussed by our guests, or if you have comments about today's conversation with Dr. Zhu, please email me, Barry Kaplan, at bdwk@cfrc.ca. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you very much.